You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at SafeCon 25, where the topic is safety. And one of the big areas where blind and partially sighted people need to be feeling safe in is when travelling on public transport. So for this, joining me are Maisie and Rona from the Elizabeth Line. Maisie and Rona, welcome to you both. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So Elizabeth Line is obviously very new, and it's one I've travelled on before and had plenty of experience at. Can you tell us what the Elizabeth Line offers in terms of accessibility for people that may not have travelled on your line before?
Well, we pride ourselves on accessible travel for all, regardless what barriers you have. So we do have step-free access within the central section, and we have assisted on the east and the west, where a ramp would go in place for anybody in a wheelchair or mobility scooter or VIP visually impaired if they needed to walk up a slope. And then that would be radioed through to the station that they would be getting off on, and that would also be radioed to control, so everybody would be aware where they are all the time. But I would emphasise that as a VIP, you are entitled to ask what carriage that you want to go in, if it makes it easier for when you get off. But our staff are trained to put you mainly in the fifth carriage, and the fifth carriage of our nine carriage trains are our accessible carriages.
I think I always tend to ask that question as to which carriage I'm on, just purely because if you know the stations well, you can then position yourself should you need to find your own way, which is quite interesting. Before we go any further, can you tell us which area of London does the Elizabeth Line cover?
We cover from Shenfield to Reading and go off to Heathrow and Abbey Wood.
Now, we've had a lot of questions being asked by blind and partially sighted people present at the event, and a lot of feedback mentioned as well. Are there any particular pieces of feedback that stood out to you that you feel you want to feed back to your management in order to improve the service that you guys offer?
Yes, I would definitely be feeding back the fact that the staff at Ealing Broadway aren't actually putting the customer on in the carriage that they want to get on at, and they are putting them in at the fifth carriage of what they're told. So I would definitely feed him back to the manager of Ealing Broadway to see if we can improve on that.
When it comes to safety, with this being the main focus of this event, what sort of safety features are available for blind and partially sighted people, whether it's on board of the Elizabeth Line trains or at various stations?
So our stakeholders are the BTP, British Transport Police, that are visible at all our stations. We have the Land Sheriffs visible at all our stations, and we work with also the Metropolitan Police at certain stations. On board our trains, if anything should occur, if the train should stop within 30 seconds, the driver should be making an announcement to say why it stopped and what is going on to keep you all informed. And within the accessible carriages of our trains, we do have a direct link to the driver.
And if there's any feedback that blind and partially sighted people have that they'd like to give to the Elizabeth Line, are there any ways they can contact you?
Yeah, so you can contact via online. So if you visit the TfL website, TfL will direct any inquiries or complaints or any questions really directly to the Elizabeth Line, and our customer experience team will be able to access those questions, and then we can spread them out across the different departments and hopefully answer the questions to the best ability.
Fantastic. Rona and Maisie from the Elizabeth Line, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.